Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as well. The Braves have their magic number for the division whittled down to 4. Obviously, we know they're already in the playoffs, but magic number at 4 after last night's split of the doubleheader with the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis. He, of course, covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for BatteryPower.com. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, thanks for a few minutes on the show this evening.
Yeah, it's fun to talk to you. I appreciate you having me.
You know, obviously, we're down to the magic number of 4. There are 18 games left. We know that the Braves are in the playoffs. How do you kind of think they handle their pitching staff or their positional players? We know that these guys want to play all the time, but do you think that they start to slow some things? Because, again, this is going to happen pretty quickly with a magic number at 4, but there is a decent amount of games left. How do you think they approach, you know, once they get that magic number clinched, how do you think they approach pitching staff, positional players?
Well, the pitching staff, I think they just try to continue to work guys in to give them an extra day of rest. You know, we saw that this past weekend. We really saw it just about the whole month, honestly. But, you know, just to do that, I mean, Brian Snicker talked about that a little bit the other day and, you know, basically said, you know, they try to keep giving guys extra days. But, you know, obviously some of them are going to have to go on regular rest. But, you know, I won't be shocked at all to see them, you know, to try to give, you know, an extra day here or there to, you know, the guy, especially if one of them feels like they need it. The position players, I mean, he did say that he wanted to get everybody a day off, maybe once they got, you know, once his thing's clinched. But, you know, I don't know how much of that will be. I think it's a very, you know, there's a fine line between too much rest and not enough. And, you know, they are going to get the extra days off being the number one seed. So, you know, maybe he works a few guys in and, you know, gives them an extra day. But I think for the most part, though, you're going to see basically the same guys in there from a position player standpoint.
You know, Chris, do you think that the MVP race is just all about Mookie Betts versus Ronald Acuna? And I guess the question I'm going to ask you is, in as a kind of a second part is, you know, we've heard a lot about that maybe Betts and Freddie Freeman split their vote. But do you think that there's any concern about Ronnie and Matt Olson splitting the vote? Because I think Matt Olson has moved himself up into either that fourth or fifth spot as far as the MVP goes.
Yeah, if you'd asked me last, I wasn't really worried. But let's be honest, I've had probably the quietest 50 home run season ever, you know, from a national media standpoint. So I think I still feel pretty good about Ronald's there. But I think that's a, you know, I guess if pilot, Tolson third on North.
Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Your phone has been – so since the start of your answer, your phone was completely cutting out on me. It was,
okay.
It was kind of – so start your answer again and give me your whole answer.
Okay. All right. If you'd asked me that question last week, you know, I probably would have said no. But, you know, with the way that the tear that Matt Olson's been on of late – you know, I feel like, you know, he's getting into the, you know, getting into the mix. But I'll be honest, you know, he's kind of had the quietest 50 home run season ever from a media standpoint. I don't know if that's just a result of being in a Braves lineup. That's just, you know, everybody hits homers and Ronald Cunha's having a season, you know, for the ages. But I mean, I think if I had a vote, you know, Matt Olson, he'd probably be third on my list.
You know, if you look at this year, and I've been kind of vocal about this on my podcast, you know, there have been amazing, you know, numbers and historic moments. And again, Matt Olson going to set the single season record. They have a shot to set the home run record and the run scored record. Ronnie, the MVP. But, you know, this can't be like what 2003 was, when that was before this year. The best lineup in Braves history, the most prolific offense in Braves history. They were a 100-win team and all this, that, and the other. And all I remember about that season is Leo Mazzoni, after it was all said and done, saying, well, anything can happen in a short series. You can't have that this year. And, you know, how much pressure is it just, look, for all of the accomplishments, if the playoff failure happens in this thing, it's going to be devastating because, again, I think they're the best team in baseball, best team in the National League. Again, you're not necessarily going to slug your way through it, but this has to be at least in the World Series, does it not? Or all of those accomplishments don't really amount to much of anything.
I agree, and I mean, it's a different look for this team because, you know, 2021, you know, they were – firmly the underdog. I mean, you know, they were lucky to be there. And then even last year, you know, they won 101 games and run Mets down. But I think everybody kind of expected the Dodgers, you know, to come out of the National League. So it wasn't like the Braves went in there as the, you know, as the favorite. But, you know, they've pretty much been the best team in baseball, you know, for I'd say at least half of this season. You know, Tampa Bay probably had a little bit of a claim to that to start with. So I think you're right. I mean, it's one of those things. I think there's going to be a little bit of pressure just because it's going to be different this time. And, you know, I mean, anything can happen. That's where the playoff format kind of works against you. They expanded it since they've expanded it because anything can happen in a short series, a five-game series. But, you know, when we look back on the legacy of this season, you're right. I think, you know, what people are going to remember is what happens in October.
Chris Willis, managing editor for BatteryPowered.com, talking some Braves baseball with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So if you could set your rotation up for a playoff series any way that you wanted, how would you set your rotation?
I'd probably go Fried, Strider, and then Charlie Morton. You know, I think Kyle Wright could get into that mix, but I don't really see him much as a possibility for the first round, the division series. You know, maybe he figures in the NLCS. I would carry Elder, and you know, but I would probably put him in the bullpen as a situation where if I need to pull a starter early, you know, Elder's a guy that could go in there and give you three or four innings. The way the schedule's worked out for the first round. So, but yeah, I think I'd go Fried, Strider, and Morton.
Do you think that obviously if they advance and get into a seven-game series? You know, again, you're looking at Fried, Morton, and Strider. But what happens with that four? I mean, is it all dependent upon whether or not Kyle Wright can come back? Or do you use Bryce Elder in a starting role when you get into a seven-game series? How do you think you handle that?
Well, I think, you know, we just got to see how Kyle Wright's going. You know, what I kind of expect to happen well, you know, things got fast-tracked a little bit since he's already back on the active roster. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my assumption was that he would probably not be on the Division Series roster and then probably keep pitching at Gwinnett, you know, at the alternate site, keep working out sim games there like they've done the last couple of years. you know, to be as a possibility to be there for the LCS. Now, you know, he may be in the mix now since he's already, you know, he's already been activated. He's already seeing some game action. But I think Bryce Elder's probably got a little bit of a leg up to start with. Maybe it's a situation where, you know, you see him and Wright and you're doing a little piggyback situation there. You know, but they won't need four starter until they get to the LCS, like you said, with a seven-game series.
If you had to pick a player that's had the most surprising season for the Braves, which Braves player would you say has had the most surprising season this year?
I think it's Orlando Arcia still, just because, you know, he's come in and just exceeded all of my expectations. And I think Brian Snicker kind of said that on the last homestand too, just with the big hits that he's come up with and how he's solidified the shortstop position. But, you know, if you had told me before the season that he was going to be this good, this far above league average, career high home runs, you know, I just couldn't have seen it. And, you know, that shortstop position was a big, huge question mark coming out of spring training. And once he got out there and got to playing, you know, it just kind of faded into the background because, you know, he did the job.
You know, Chris, I know you and I have talked a little bit about this, but, you know, it was about a week or so ago that Michael Harris had played the same number of games that he did in his rookie year. And if you look at his numbers year over year in the same amount of games, I mean, there was literally only, I think it was two or three plate appearances difference in the 114 games that he played last year and this year. But the thing that stood out to me is batting average very similar. Yeah, the home runs are a little bit down, but again, it's not really that much. But he was a little bit better in his walks, but drastically better, about 25% less strikeouts. And I think that's a real accomplishment. You know, again, we talk about the struggles that he had early on, but, you know, as the season has moved along, and now the power all of a sudden is starting to come, you know, around a little bit more, but you really do see some of his growth as a hitter where, look, again, if you can cut down 25% from the number of strikeouts you had year over year in today's baseball, that's a monumental feat just in itself.
Yeah, that's huge, and I've liked how he's really looked against left-handers. I think that he's shown a tremendous amount of growth there. You know, I don't know how many times you've seen him facing a tough lefty this year, and he's just serving the ball to, you know, to the opposite field, you know, and coming up with big hits. But I mean, he's been tremendous too. And it just, you know, when you've got a lineup that's this deep with two guys putting together historical seasons, a lot of guys just kind of get lost in the shuffle. I think, you know, that's true for Austin Riley. I think it's true for Michael Harris too. And but you're right. I mean, you had reason to worry a little bit early in the season. He came back from that injury and he's hitting 160. But really, since he got in the lineup and got healthy, man, he's just been as good as advertised. And you know, I think it's you know, I feel like the sky's the limit for him, because I feel like he could probably go, you know, to another level with the way he's shown improvements at the plate.
Last question for you, Chris. I mean, we talk about MVP award. I mean, I think Strider's going to finish in the top three of Cy Young. I think if he'd have led the league in wins and gotten about 20 wins and 300 strikeouts, I don't know how you could have voted against him. But I think at this point, you know, he's going to finish somewhere in the top three, four. But I will ask you, I think Michael Harris and Ronald Acuna both are certainly leaders or right there near the top of winning a Gold Glove this year. I think Ronnie's going to end up with his first Gold Glove when all is said and done. And Michael Harris has obviously been, you know, a guy that was in the mix, you know, for it last year. But you think maybe those two guys win Gold Gloves in the National League outfield?
I think Michael Harris is a no-brainer, and I thought he should have probably won it last year. I think there was some technicality as when he came up or something to where he wasn't able to finish at the top of that list last year. But, you know, Ronald's going to be interesting because he's got the big arm. He's called a lot. You know, he's made some unbelievable plays out there. But, you know, the defensive metrics don't rate him very highly. So it's going to be kind of an old school, new school type of voting there, which, honestly, in the Gold Glove, you know, a lot of times it is the old school way, the eye test and stuff. And I think he passes the eye test. For me, most nights, that arm is as good as anybody's out there. And it's not only strong, it's accurate. And, you know, he just changes. Like, you see teams not tagging on him and not going first to third on him because they can't chance it, you know, with him out there. So, you know, you look at this outfield, and, I mean, you're talking about two very high-level players out there defensively.
Yeah, and I will also add to it, Gold Glove is a lot about reputation. It's been a lot of reputation-based award. Whether guys deserved it or not, a lot of times it's been about, you know, what have you done and what have you accomplished, you know, in the league, and have you won it before? So we'll see. I think there's going to be some very interesting voting for the Atlanta Braves. Check him out on his personal Twitter page, @Chris_Willis. He is the managing editor for BatteryPowered.com, covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, and join me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Chris, is always my man. Appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 99.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.